You know, we've been discussing what's been going on with Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn. Remember we were talking about it like a week or two ago that Britney Spears fans were going after Jamie Lynn hard. I mean, they were saying things like, we hope your kids die. We hope you die. Kill yourself. That
Jamie
kind of thing.
Lynn, her sister, by the way.
Jamie Lynn Spears, the sister of Britney Spears. Yeah, is who we're talking about. So in case you've been seeing a lot of stuff in the news, in the media, on social, and you're like, what the heck's going on between those two? I'm going to tell you what's going on between those two, because it's kind of interesting when you think about when Britney was on trial. If you remember, she told us about her conservatorship for the past 13 years. And she told us stuff that shocked us. Like, she was telling us stuff like they forced her to have an IUD, that they wouldn't let her drink coffee, that they wouldn't, that they were forcing her to take lithium. They were forcing her to go for mental health services.
They had a camera in her bedroom.
Right. Right. I mean, it was like she was a prisoner. It really was. And it was really devastating. So for those of us who love Britney Spears, who are big Britney Spears fans, we've all been in support of her ending this conservatorship. She finally did. She's finally out of the woods. And what happens? Jamie Lynn decides to write a book, and she's out there promoting this book. And while she's out there promoting the book, she's basically throwing shade at poor Britney. Like, this poor woman has been through so much. She's 40 years old, going on 20 years old, because they kept her so infantilized in that house. You know what I mean? That it's hard for her to be an adult. Mm-hmm. She's finally on her own, and the sister's out there, like, dragging her name through the mud. You know, like, there's all this stuff in the book. First of all, who asked her to write a book about her sister?
Some publishing house. That's exactly who did it, because they were looking for a quick buck.
If she loved her sister, she'd be like, you know what? It's not really the right time. She just came out of her conservatorship. She needs a minute to breathe.
Yeah,
she's
Jamie
still
needs
figuring
money,
her
though.
Life.
She needs
Does
money.
She?
Yeah, she ain't got no money. So, I'm taking that payday in a heartbeat. Okay, Britney's getting her money now, but that ain't helping me. She probably got a couple of million to write a book. So that money goes a long way.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, the insensitivity of it, you know, like, writing a book now, like, she's literally 5 minutes out of her conservatorship. Like, it's been a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Lynn Spears is writing this book all about, you know, her life, but it's not really about her life. It's all about Britney. Britney shocked us again this week. And she posted a message to Jamie Lynn on Twitter where she said, Jamie Lynn, congrats, babe. You've stooped to a whole new level of low. I've never been around you ever with a knife. I guess there was an implication in the book that Britney had a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Or would I ever think to do such? The only knife I ever saw you at home with was cutting the biggest piece of squash I ever saw in my life. And it was way too big for me to cut. So, like, she's basically saying, like, she was trying to cut a squash. It was too big. She went and got a knife. That was the only time a knife has ever been in her hands. Because I guess there's an implication in the book that Britney, I don't know, did something with a knife.
Mm.
She says, so please, please stop with these crazy lies for the Hollywood books. Now and only now do I know a scum person would make up such things about someone. Okay.
Ooh.
Basically calling her sister scum. So as you can imagine, the Britney Spears fans were like,
no, even
right on,
worse
sister.
Now.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, no. Now they're really after the sister.
Lynn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jamie Lynn is trying to play defense right now, and this whole thing is playing out on social media. And Jamie Lynn is like, why are we playing this out on social media? So Britney revised a lot of this, and she posted like this big, long thing. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. You should just go to Britney's Twitter page and you'll see it. But she wanted to talk more about like how abusive the conservatorship was, and that Jamie Lynn also treated her terribly and wasn't really there for her. And why isn't the dad in jail for the abuse? But then she concludes by saying, listen, you know, Jamie Lynn, I love you unconditionally. Like, you're a good person. You mean well. Like, she kind of does like a little bit of a mea culpa, you know? So it's really dramatic and it's really heart-wrenching. And when you read both sides of it, it's just so much trauma and so much pain. So this 20-year-old actress who has been in nothing and for some reason is starring in West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
She's the lead. She's playing Maria in West Side Story. Her name is Rachel Zegler. For some reason, she decides to get on her social media and post a dramatic reading of Britney's tweet. Listen to this.
Jamie Lynn, congrats. I'd stoop to a whole new level of low. I've never been around you ever with a knife, or would I ever even think to do such. And the only knife I ever saw you with at home was cutting the biggest pieces of squash I ever saw in my life, and it was way too big for me to cut. So please, please stop with these crazy lies for the Hollywood books. Now and only now, I do know only a scum person would make up such things about someone. I'm actually very confused about you making that up, because it's honestly not like you at all. Around the kids? Jamie Lynn, seriously? Come on!
Of course, everybody went after Rachel Zegler, which I think they should. No, I'm telling you, like this. Usually I'm just like, oh, come on. In this situation, I say yes, because here's why. This poor woman, Britney Spears, is going through this terrible thing publicly, and you're basically making this about you, and you're basically making fun of her, you know? So that was, it was very cringy when I first saw it. I was like, why would she do this? Well, apparently everybody else on social media thought the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, somebody who's reliving their trauma in public, and you thought to treat it like a script for a fake audition, is what people were saying. And somebody else said, what happened to publicists? What happened to social media control? What happened to think before you post? You are stupid. Somebody else said, you know, this is not a situation to be taken lightly. We should be lifting Britney up. Like, whatever. So, as you can see, like, mm-hmm. It's, as you say, people with keyboards.
It's everybody with keyboards. I got to get my opinion. The world needs my opinion.
Well, no, but that's the thing. See, Rachel Zegler, because remember this movie now.
And the world need her opinion, too.
That's my point. We don't need her opinion.
We weren't asking for her opinion. Nobody was asking for her opinion.
Exactly. I don't know why she feels the need to kind of jump in and make it about herself and try to. She's basically making fun of this whole thing, and she thinks it's funny to do a dramatic reading of this tweet. I don't know. It came across really stupid and really insensitive. And then people remembered that Rachel Zegler is really good friends with Ansel Angort, who, as you know, was accused of sexual misconduct. And they're like, oh, you'll go after Britney, but not your own friend because he's famous and you know him. Like, he was accused of shit, and she had like a Believe Women mm-hmm. in her bio. She took that out.
I think that's a good idea, though. I think we should go on Twitter and read everybody's tweets the way we think they wrote them.
Like, it's fun to do if you have someone who's funny, like a lot of celebrities are funny on Twitter and you can do like that. But I don't know, like, I feel like going after Britney right now is so cruel.
How about this? Here's a tweet. We are super excited to welcome our favorite comedian.
Oh, shut up.
Christian Finnegan to the show tonight. Here, if 2022 is shaping up to be everything he's hoped for, we'll post the link later. Is that good?
Okay, because you didn't even read it right.
No. Should I win an award for girl who sees her ex at Whole Foods?
Oh, you asshole. could you stop reading my tweets?
That's the only tweets that are coming. I think you're the only person I follow. So every time I go to Twitter to read a tweet, it's just you.
It's mine. Yeah, it keeps coming up. Yeah, and you know what? And screw you, because you don't even bother liking it. Like, at least like it. Give me
a like.
I don't
like anybody's Twitter.
I know, but it helps me if you like things, because okay, so right now you and I are up for another job, right? We're doing this podcast and it's doing well, so people are paying attention, and we are up for something else. And what they do is they go and they look at our Twitter, not to see how many followers. They want to see the engagement. Because if you have 40,000 followers and like one like per tweet.
There, now you have one like.
Thank you. And zero retweets, then that's usually means that you probably bought your followers. But if you have like a ton of likes and retweets, it means, you know, they're real and people are engaged with you.
Yeah, I don't like anybody's tweet. I don't like anybody's tweet. I don't like anybody's Facebook. I don't do any of that. It's too much for me. I just want to look. I just want to be an observer to your tweets and your life. I don't want to comment on it. I don't want, because in real life, I wouldn't talk to you anyway.
Not to me.
Not you. I'm talking to other people on Twitter and Facebook. So these people, if they would call me, I wouldn't talk to them. So would I like their tweet or whatever?
I'm just saying, don't treat me like other people. You talk to me every day.
I just like three of your tweets.
Okay, fine.
And that's 3 times more than I've liked anybody else's tweets in the past 5 years.